This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Open Network for Digital Commerce, an innovative platform for ease of doing business. The participants are Dr. Ranjit Mehta, Economic Analyst, and S. Rangabhashyam, Anchor.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, ONDC, that is the Open Network for Digital Commerce, is being touted as a game changer, something like an Aadhaar, something like a UPI. We have seen all these things happening in our country and gaining traction in a big way and touching the lives of millions of people in every nook and corner of the country. UPI, I'm sure you would agree. Aadhaar, you would agree. All these things. Now, probably the next thing is the Open Network for Digital Commerce. But for the benefit of our listeners, tell us, what exactly is this network?
You rightly said that this Open Network for Digital Commerce, or ONDC, it's a very significant initiative taken by Government of India in 2021, and which aims at democratizing the digital commerce and also reducing the dominance of large e-commerce entities. And it has been particularly beneficial for micro, small and medium enterprises and retailers in several ways. And as in India, there are more than 65 million MSMEs in our country, and it's a huge number. And we believe that until and unless our MSMEs are empowered, India cannot really do an inclusive growth. Keeping that in mind, you rightly compared it with UPI. Like, UPI has transformed the fintech space. Same way, I think there was a need to reduce dominance of large corporations in e-commerce platform. And this ONDC is set to transform this e-commerce marketplace, because first of all, this is going to create a level playing field for everyone, because it enables the MSMEs, small retailers, to compete more effectively with a larger e-commerce platform. So it gives common network that any retailer can join, and it also reduces the dependency on specific platform. You don't have to go in that specific platform. It opens up more opportunities for all players, regardless of what their size is. So that means the smallest business can, or even a Kirana store, can register in ONDC. It will get the same presence, same market access as large corporation. Secondly, the best advantage for, I think, small businesses is, small businesses have a major challenge in expanding their markets, because they don't have that kind of money or capital to invest in market expansion. I think the kind of digital infrastructure our country has, and our country is now net savvy. Most people, they use mobile phones, they use smartphones, they do a lot of shopping online. Even in villages, unserved areas, people are using mobiles. However, there, I think the other e-commerce companies, they cannot serve. So I think ONDC is one such platform which helps all these small companies to reach to a broader audience across India. So it breaks down the geographic and logistic barriers that were existing in the marketplace. So now this access is not just limited to a major urban center, but it extends to a rural and unserved regions, and providing a national platform for the products these MSMEs, not only products, but also services these MSMEs are having. By standardizing the framework for digital transactions, I think it reduces the operational cost. So ONDC definitely helps these small businesses to reduce costs which is associated with the online sales, and it includes the marketing, customer acquisition cost. The network has a greater visibility, and it helps them reach to large base of customers, and also it helps them lowering the cost of doing business online.
Dr. Mehta, I'm sure you'll agree that, you know, we have some big names, not only in India, but probably the entire world, as far as shopping apps are concerned, and even for food delivery, for cab booking, etc. But now, how do we see ONDC? Is it kind of a super app, single app, which would probably have everything for shopping, for food delivery, for cab booking, or for booking any services like a carpenter, AC mechanic? So is it a app of all apps on just one platform? You can avail a number of products and services pan-India.
Absolutely, you said it right. Consumer reach and experience both. As you said, for everything what you can think of in a daily life, ONDC is prepared to give you that. Operability of ONDC ensures that even the small vendors can access a vast market. Otherwise, like a small producer in Jammu and Kashmir, if he wants to sell his product to person consumer, a small quantity who is sitting in Kanyakumari or Kerala or Tamil Nadu, it is not possible for him to send it there. Or even if it is possible, then the product will come out to be very, very expensive because the quantity is small. So with this ONDC platform, I think it is good for the consumer, it is good for the seller. Both the seller and the user, they get the product and service on a very reduced cost. Suppose a person sitting in Gujarat, he wants to have fresh tea from Assam. In that case, they can easily get it. And that should be the use of these digital network platforms. I think that this setup improves the shopping experience, number one, for consumers, because it provides them with a wider range of products at very, very competitive prices, which in turn benefits the small businesses by increasing their potential customer base also. Now, this is empowering the small businesses through technology, because ONDC, it integrates advanced technologies such as artificial intelligence. And today, I think the way we are advancing towards the next decade, even in this decade, artificial intelligence plays a critical role in our businesses. So therefore, ONDC integrates advanced technologies, all these artificial intelligence, machine learning, data analytics, which can help these small businesses. And small businesses cannot really have these technologies, and they don't even understand probably some of these people. I think this is a great, great opportunity for small businesses to register in ONDC and increase their business, because all these technologies, they understand the market trends and consumer preferences better, thus enabling them to make informed decisions. So, and also tailor their offerings accordingly. So that is the advantage, because it is one platform which is doing everything that you want to do in your personal business. Because of lack of capital, you really cannot do that. So therefore, ONDC provides them that particular platform. Yeah. And it encourages the innovation by making it easier for small businesses to introduce unique products and services without any constraints. Yeah. These are the advantages. So normally before this, I think because of that, traditional large e-commerce players, they used to impose certain barriers. I think ONDC is one platform which has totally democratized this e-commerce platform, and this can lead to a more diversified market and more choices even for the consumers.
Dr. Mehta, let's talk about the marketing of this ONDC, creating awareness amongst the stakeholders, among more specifically the small shopkeepers, small and micro medium enterprises, and also the consumers. I'm sure you'll agree that the government has a number of wonderful schemes, but the public at large, many times they are ignorant about it. I'm just giving you an example. Say, for example, the NPS, the National Pension System, is probably one of the low-cost pension schemes in the entire world, but not many people know about PFRDA or NPS. Similarly, we have private companies, multinational mammoths in e-commerce space, but this one particular scheme, ONDC, do you think it has to be taken to the people, maybe marketed in a big way? And also, I want to have your input whether it would help if we could have brand out of ONDC, maybe a single name, say Bharat Market, so that it is known and it is easier for the common man to use it and get associated with it.
you get any of the best of things, but if it is not reaching out to the people, people are unaware of these things, probably then it does not serve the purpose. Personally had some very good interactions with ONDC representatives. I think they are already doing it. India is a very large country with 1.4 billion people, one of the largest markets in the world and most populous country in the world. I completely agree with you. There needs to be more effort on awareness programs, not only in bigger cities, but also in smaller towns, district level, those kind of platforms. But I am sure, which I know of, ONDC is definitely creating those kind of awareness and they are aware of it. And recently I know of there was a very big event where they had invited many unicorns and startup who have taken part in ONDC. I think that these kind of awareness program need to be held frequently so that it can help the MSMEs. And especially there has to be, I think, good coordination with MSME ministry. If this can be advertised, I would say, in MSME website, so that people who register for Udyam card in MSME Government of India website, and I think that there has to be some kind of integration between Ministry of MSME and ONDC that will really benefit all those people who are coming there to register for the Udyam Aadhaar. At the same time, I think at district level, if these programs can be held, so yeah, that will benefit a large number, because as I said, there are more than 65 million MSMEs in our country, and today registered numbers in ONDC are not that large. Huge opportunity for small businesses who provide their product and services. I think the idea behind ONDC is great. It is open platform. Second thing you said, that some kind of brand, Bharat and all. I think the very idea behind ONDC is that it needs to be open for everyone. The name suggests that open network digital commerce. So therefore, it is open. Open for everyone. That means that's any true person who is come and join the network. It has no preference for larger corporations. It is even for a Kirana store as much useful as a very large company which can work in that domain. Yeah. I think it is going to certainly transform the e-commerce space, and it is going to foster innovation times to come. And this can lead to a more tailored for MSMEs, retailers, customized payment solutions, all inventory management and logistics support, everything.
Dr. Mehta, we already have the mammoth MNCs in e-commerce space. So they will give a tough competition to ONDC, because, you know, at the end of the day, they wouldn't like to let go of their monopoly.
Definitely going to happen. However, the idea of ONDC is very clear, that it is promoting inclusivity. So ONDC aims to include more rural and underserved regions where traditional e-commerce platform may not have good access. So they have a limited reach. Okay. I think those are the areas where this inclusivity helps MSMEs in these areas to participate in digital economy and access the national market. Future is going to be digital, and this also is simplifying the digital transition. So for many MSMEs and small retailers, transitioning to digital sales channel can be, you know, very tough. They find it very, very tough. So therefore, ONDC gives them an opportunity. It simplifies this process by providing a common framework guide.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Open Network for Digital Commerce, an innovative platform for ease of doing business. The participants were Dr. Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and S. Rangabasham, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.